Candidates from the Brantford Brant South Six Nations riding in the upcoming federal election campaigned before Six Nations elected council before the upcoming federal election on April 28th. Six candidates spoke before council and community members during the April 22nd general council meeting, with the Liberal Party, Conservative Party, New Democratic Party, Green Party, and two independent candidates being represented. Conservative Party candidate Larry Brock and current member of parliament in the riding spoke on the platform for the Conservative Party and prioritizing action over words.
What you want to see here is not more lip service, not more Ottawa knows best. You've often heard politicians talking about building a nation-to-nation relationship. But what does that mean? It often is said during election campaigns, but I want to see action. I don't want to see words. You've had enough of promises for the last 10 years, and I might dare say even longer than 10 years. You need a federal government that listens to you, does not dictate to you, works in partnership with you. You want a federal government that prioritizes the needs of this community, and I'm going to address those needs.
Brock spoke on the community's current water infrastructure and the issues the community faces in gaining access to safe drinking water, issues being faced that he says are unacceptable.
You want a federal government that doesn't view potable water as a privilege, but as a natural right. It is disgusting that this community, the largest by population, First Nation community in this great country of ours, has potable water issues, contaminated wells, a water treatment system that does not serve the entire community. It's a sad statement that for over 10 years, the current federal government made a promise to end all water boil advisories. And here we are with still a substantial number left. It is disgusting that you had a federal government that actually thanked a First Nation member from the Grassy Narrows Reserve who attended a Liberal fundraiser almost 10 years ago to be laughed at, to be mocked at. That community needs services. If this were a situation in downtown Ottawa, the potable water issue would be resolved within days. You've waited long enough.
Liberal candidate Joy O'Donnell spoke on her campaign and allowing the Brantford Brant South Six Nations riding to see economic growth under her leadership and the leadership of Liberal Party leader Mark Carney.
Putting my name forward because I believe Mark Carney is the right man at the right time in the right place. Mark Carney is knowledgeable. He's got the brains and he's got the guts to stand up to Mr. Trump as we face the tariffs and the trade issues that we've got coming at us. And it's going to cause some chaos for our economy. And we need to unite and be strong together. And I would like to represent our riding and make sure that as Mr. Carney builds out the G7 economy, the strongest economy in the G7, I believe that our riding has the ability to participate in that growth. And we should be there to get our slice of the pie. I want to make sure we are when he develops those trade deals in Europe, whether it's UK or France or wherever it may be, that Brantford, Brant South, Six Nations gets a piece of that pie. So definitely as we grow our economy, there will be more revenue in order to generate more services. And that's how we need to go forward and strengthen our economy so Mr. Trump can't wreck it or buy it or take it away from us.
O'Donnell was questioned about Six Nations' ongoing Haldimand Tract litigation case surrounding lands lost along the Grand River and whether she would support the community in court. She says that she would support the community and voice concerns from Six Nations in Ottawa to move that case forward.
Yes, absolutely. For sure, we need, whether the solution comes from a judge or a court of law, or it is a negotiated settlement from nation to nation, either way, we have to move it forward. And we have to have free discussion and not just free discussion, but constant communication, not start and stop, start and stop. It needs to be regular. And as a member of parliament representing six nations, I'm here to represent you and your voices. And when you come to me and ask me those questions, I would be at the table in Ottawa representing this community and making sure that this community either gets a judge and gets through this court case that's been sitting around since 1995 and gets this done. So Six Nations, Brantford and Brant South, all of our communities can go forward and grow together. That's what we really need. And we need to, you know, unite and be strong and fight in Ottawa.
New Democratic Party candidate Anne Jagierski-Cawley spoke on focusing on the importance of providing proper health care to the community and her hope to have universal pharmacare available to individuals in the province, something she says is in danger under a Liberal or Conservative-led government.
I believe, as all New Democrats, that without good health, we have little. Good, robust health is critical for a happy and a fulfilling life, and it matters for good mental health. So when you're depressed, anxious, and feel little energy to fight for life, humans are vulnerable to giving up on their lives. So without good health and access to the health care one needs, what in life is worth fighting for? When other parties talk about tax cuts, underneath all of that is the willingness, maybe even the eagerness, to deprive you of the health care that you need to get better. Mark Carney's platform includes no funding, no expansion, and no commitment to deliver universal pharmacare, as Manitobans have enjoyed for 55 years and will continue under Wab Kanu's leadership. New Democrats have fought to achieve this for Canadians, and if a Liberal or Conservative majority government is elected, you will see access to publicly funded pharmacare and healthcare limited or cut out from underneath you. And this is why it is so, so important that New Democrats be elected to Parliament.
Green Party candidate Carly Sordas spoke to her campaign and focusing on issues the local communities feel need to be addressed and working on Indigenous-led initiatives to support the needs of Six Nations.
The Green Party is committed to moving beyond symbolic gestures and towards tangible steps that honor Indigenous sovereignty and promote true reconciliation. The Green Party envisions a nation-to-nation relationship with Indigenous people, and I want to be clear again that my intentions here is as an ally, because I stand with you, and we need to make sure that we are all holding the government accountable. So, and that's why I run specifically for the Green Party. We have a different way of thinking about politics. We want to make sure that we're listening to our community first and bringing that up to the table and not vice versa.
Sordas spoke on supporting Six Nations on a number of political issues being faced by the community, including the implementation of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada and its 94 calls to action, the 231 calls for justice in the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, the community's litigation surrounding the Haldimand Tract, and the issues surrounding access to clean water within Six Nations. Two of the riding's independent candidates running for office in the federal election also campaigned before Six Nations Elected Council, Mike Clancy and Chloe Marie. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.